pair there from the Franks, Frank and Walters. We Are the Young Men and Stages, both of those tracks taken from a couple of years back from an album called Songs for the Walking Wounded. And if that's how it feels, having just got in from work or on the way home, a lot of people I expect on the highways and byways and boreans of Ireland as I speak, so I wish you all safe travelling and hope the rest of the evening is all yours. And that you can spend it right here on good old RTE Radio 1. Have I got tunes for you? I thought I'd give you this one next. With the old Stretch and all the rest, this one popped into my head today. Waterloo Sunset, The Kinks. What I've got for you next is Michael Franti. Yeah, Michael is a man that doesn't pull his punches. He's the right size of a man. I know in one of his raps he refers to himself as being 6'6" above sea level, going to take us to another level. And indeed he does. His music, I think, is brilliant. Being a fan of Michael Franti in various guises over the years. It's kind of funk, reggae, hip-hop, the whole shebang, really. Little bit of jazz thrown in here and there as well. For the most part, trading with Spearhead, Michael Franti and Spearhead. But he worked with a lot of other outfits over the years, bands like the Beatniks and the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, who did that fantastic recording, TV is the Scourge of the Nation. Yes, indeed. I'm sure many's the parent shouted that up the stairs or down the stairs as well over the years. But I'm going to give you Michael Franti in just a moment. Kind of a peace vibe coming up now, a couple of peaceniks for you. It'll be Michael Franti and Spearhead and a song called Time to Go Home. And just ahead of that, I want to give you Bob Marley and the Wailers with So Much Trouble in the World. That be true. And away we go into a new week of great tunes. 8 to 10, Mondays to Fridays, and tonight in the music mix we have David Bowie and Bob Marley and Bren Berry. Tribe of Tops too, we've got The Clash, Olafur Arnalds with Talos, The Vagabonds. Niamh Regan is in there, Dervish, Indigo Girls, and an awful lot more. The Doors too, by the way. And some David Byrne, and perhaps Talking Heads too. But now, let's get this thing into gear. Rev her up and let her off. Brian Ferry. Ah, yeah. Full tilt into the evening there, riding off into the sunset with Charlie Winston, like a hobo. Charlie Winston is from England, and Cornwall, in fact, is home to Charlie. Very musical family. He played guitar in his brother's band, and his brother is no less than Tom Baxter. And if I'm not mistaken, their dad also played a bit of music along the way. But anyway, it was Charlie Winston and an old Creedence Show favourite there called Like a Hobo. Before that, a brand new release from Kygo. And that one features One Republic as well. That, of course, is from Norway, insofar as Kygo's a Norwegian producer and DJ and all the rest. And he's back with a bang and on the RT Radio 1 recommends list with Chasing Paradise. Now, where do we go after that? Well, first of all, let me mention a couple of people. We send greetings to Jerry, who's listening there this evening in Britain, and sends me on info about the Nottingham St. Patrick's Irish Festival. Looks like they're going to have a humdinger there again, and we wish you all the best. Back in the workshop, he says, but Bob Marley, good. As long as you're happy, Jerry, I'm happy too. Who else do I have? A message here from Margaret Dennehy. On the road this evening, on the way from Dungarvan to Cork with my husband, Ger, who celebrates his birthday today. Happy birthday, Ger. We send you best wishes. Big fan of Paul Simon. I'll see how I get on in that department, but let me at least wish you a happy birthday. Margaret Dennehy there, sending lots of love to hubby, Ger. And we wish you a safe journey and a happy birthday too. A message in here from the Netherlands, or Den Bosch, as is more commonly known in these parts. I've been working over here for a couple of weeks and it's great to have you for company every evening, says Alan Morgan. My pleasure, Alan. It's a joy. And glad the tunes are doing their job. And with that, indeed, let us send greetings to the Irish diaspora all over the world, because we have people listening sometimes in work at our first thing in the morning in Australia and so on. So wherever you are, You are part of the clan, and it's good to have you on board. Hope all is good. What else do I have? Larry there as well. He says, with the news of a Morrissey gig in the Three Arena on May 31st, have you anything from the great man himself? I do, Larry. I have loads by Morrissey, but not tonight, I'm afraid. I think I played three, was it, from him on Friday? Just purely coincidental, didn't know. But I saw that myself, actually, earlier today, that Tom Morrissey, a Tochter Nash. All right. Again, well, that's on a Saturday. I did make a mental note of that, so it might be a gig I might get to, but you will see. Anyway, he's on his way, Morrissey. But we send you best wishes for now, Larry, and before you know it, we'll have some Morrissey on anyway. We're going to turn the clock back and give you a band that go right back to the 1980s. God, they were gas lads, really. They weren't punk, they were probably post-punk or something like that. But they were always good for a laugh, and this song was a big, big hit for them back in 1988. They hail from Sunderland. They're called A Tribe of Toffs, and this one is called John Ketley Is a Weatherman. Now, love it. Not a bad place to start the week, right? Smack bang in the middle of Soulville. We heard Harlem Shuffle first and foremost. That one came from Bob and Earl, or Bobby Day and Earl Nelson, to give them their full monikers. And they actually knew each other for quite a while. They had been recording back in the early 50s with a doo-wop group called the Hollywood Flames. Los Angeles is where they're from, but then they went off. I won't say as a solo act because there was two of them, but as a duo. Bob and Earl, and that's the one for which I suppose they'll always be best remembered, the Harlem Shuffle. Hope you enjoyed. We followed that up then, of course, with Otis Redding. Hard not to think of the Commitments when you hear that. Mustang Sally. It is 11 minutes past 8, and that, of course, was Otis Redding. Next, we're going to give you an Irish band. These came out of Malahide. I'm talking about a band called Director. This one is called Reconnect. Come and get your love. That's the sound of Redbone there. And before that, we heard them saying, Witch Queen of New Orleans. It's coming up to 8:30. Hope you're doing well, that your day and your week got off to a good start. Yep. It would remind you sometimes of the old, the Chinese curse, wasn't it? That's what they called it. May you live in interesting times. That we certainly are. But for these couple of hours every evening, we park it the best we can and go with the flow. And think of all the wonderful things and wonderful artists and brilliant music that's being made as we speak. And yeah, it's hardly an antidote to everything else, but it is, I hope, some kind of break from the incessant bad news. I'm going to give you a song next from a fellow called Jamie Webster. No, I'm not actually going to give you that in a moment. Right now I'm going to give you a touch of the Monday Blues, but this should lift your spirits. This man was a bantamweight boxer along the ways. Small little black man. His name was Champion Jack Dupree, and that's where he got the nickname, because he was a boxing champ, kind of, anyway. He also was, dare I say it, a fighter pilot in World War II and became a pro boxer. He was a lot of other things as well. I can't remember half of them. I'll go and have a look it up now while he's actually playing. I saw him perform once upon a time in the Opera House here in Cork at the Guinness Jazz Festival many, many moons ago. Sadly, he's no longer with us, but I remember he was wearing a fur hat and a big full-length fur coat. I tell you, he cut some figure. His name is Champion Jack Dupree, and here he is with a song called When I'm Drinking.
Hospital-bound woman, if you ask me where I've been.
Yes, sirree. Hull and Wolf there from the Genuine article on the old Chess label. He recorded with Chess, amongst others. But Hope you enjoyed those too. That one, Spoonful, and we also had before that Champion Jack Dupree there, and When I'm Drinking. The time is 26 minutes to 9. There's more blues a little later on. I suppose it is a Monday, so there's more blues a little later on from the brilliant Mavis Staples in an album that was produced, or from an album that was produced by Roy Cooder, no less. That's coming up a little bit later on. Now, though, as promised, it is Voice of the Voiceless. This is English folky Jamie Webster. She really does a fabulous job on those two 80s classics, really, I suppose. Big in Japan, and before that, Cyndi Lauper's True Colours. Brill. That is the voice of Anya Brun. And as I mentioned before, I was a fan of hers from the very off, and about maybe 15 years ago, 12 years ago anyway, she played Vicar Street. I thought she was actually, that was a great night, because I ended up at a blues gig afterwards in J.J. Smith's, but she was quite brilliant, and I remember she was powerful. She had huge shoulder pads, and she had two drummers on stage, and basically the support band that were on kind of fell in with her own band, and she ended up with two drummers and about five guitars, and it was a powerful gig. Anya Brun is her name, and Big in Japan, preceded by True Colours. Anyone fancy something from the Fab Four?
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before.
Tonight on the music menu, well, the Doobie Brothers have reformed, so we've got a couple of Californian classics from their back catalogue on the way a little bit later on. A couple of wild ones in there tonight, including Valsing Bat Matilda. Yep, more about that a little later on, along with a few others from Down Under, including The Waifs, Fine Band, Boy and Bear as well, no strangers to the Creedence Show, so we'd be hearing from those later. Stacks of good Irish music too, Ronan Leonard, Mary Coughlan, the Newellas of all people, Skanger and Kingfisher, and loads of great music. We've got Squeeze in there and Bonnie Light Horseman. We've got some soulful stuff too from Marvin Gaye, and also from the New Kids on the Brooklyn Block. That'll be the brilliant Black Pumas. Looking forward to that myself. So, let's get this whole thing into gear. Let's release the clutch and away we go. Think It Over, the Harvey Rain Dozen there, bit of Northern Soul. That's the kind of song that had them sliding around the well-polished dance floors in the north of England back in the late 60s, early 70s, really, I suppose. But the Harvey Averne Dozen it was with Think It Over. Before that, Doug McLeod, and I'm Down. Don't believe a word of it. It is Monday, however. Public holiday or no, and I thought I'd give you a little blast of the blues, but fairly up-tempo, if not uppity blues, from Doug McLeod, who's up and down sort of thing. It's 13 minutes past 8, and here's a song actually that I realised today. Somebody posted on social media that 1978 on this day was the date that this song was launched, and I don't think I've heard it since. I'll give it a whack tonight. This is the first of two from Squeeze. Israel Vibration coming down the tracks a little later on, and the whole place will be vibrating for Israel Vibration. I'm still not entirely sure, but my plan was to pair Israel Vibration with Rico Rodriguez, also from Jamaica, but we'll see how that goes for us. We also have music from Down Under. That's coming up shortly, I expect. But Skanger in there as well, Irish band Skanger. In fact, we're going to stay with the Irish bands for just a moment, because here's a band for whom I've developed a bit of a grow there in recent months. They're called Kingfisher. That's without the E. K-I-N-G-F-I-S-H-R. Kingfisher. It looks kind of Old Norse or Vikinger or something like that. But anyway, Kingfisher is the name of the band. They hail from Limnach, from Limerick. And I'm going to give you two. This one is called Killa. But Killa, yeah, it was known as the land of the free for a while because Joe Dean, with his yellow helmet, God, he was well able to pop him over from all angles and all distances. And not a man of huge stature, a tidy player, and a great free taker, an absolutely brilliant free taker. But from Killa, and I remember Cork were playing in All-Ireland back there maybe 20 years ago, 50, they're playing a couple actually, but there was a big, huge banner put up there in the field as a kind of a permanent fixture almost. Huge, big timber hoarding. And all it said was, "Welcome to Killa, the home of the free." Boom, boom. That's it. Anyway, but that song called Killa from Kingfisher. And they're a Limerick band. UL is where they came together. And Shot in the Dark, there was the second song we heard from Kingfisher. And just in case you're going to rummaging, because they are a great band, in case you're going looking to see what they're at or where they're at, that Kingfisher bit is spelt without the E at the end. I know a lot of people are already familiar with the band, but just Eragla na Hagla, just in case you were wondering and didn't know where to look, it's Kingfisher without the E. I'm going to go for, I suppose this is folk music as well. Oh God, the Folk Awards are coming up too. I forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget about it, but I forgot to mention it. But there'll be more about that in a couple of, over the coming weeks. But this next one is something that I was reminded of on my travels. I was away there for the last while. I spent a couple of weeks in Australia and a bit of time in Singapore as well. But when in Australia, I remembered a song that I played non-stop in a camper van years ago as a sort of a theme song for a road trip I did many moons ago. And it was a version of Waltzing Matilda from Ali Mills. Now, Ali Mills, on investigation, because I did a bit of looking around and looking at some of the indigenous music of Australia, I'm fascinated by their place names as well. Wagga Wagga, the place of many crows. Wagga being a crow, Wagga Wagga, many crows. And just beautiful, Dandenong. I was in a place called, where was I? God, I was all over New South Wales. I ended up in a place called Tumbarumba. You nearly have to go just to see what it's like. Is it hilly in Tumbarumba? Sounds like it might be. I was even thinking it sounds like a raffle. You know, we'll have the Tumbarumba now between the main course and the dessert. That would make sense in my head anyway. Or, listen, your clothes are filthy there. Just throw them in the Tumbarumba. They'll be ready in 20 minutes. But anyway, Tumbarumba, that's neither here nor there. I met a fella called Ian D'Ambo from Tumbarumba. I know I'd asked him three times, what was he saying? He told me he was Ian D'Ambo, the ambulance driver from Tumbarumba, better known as Ian D'Ambo of Tumbarumba. Anyway, this woman, Ali Mills, actually his Irish ancestry, I didn't realise that. She's from Darwin. She used to sing with her sisters. They were the Mills sisters, not the Mills brothers, but the Mills sisters. And she's from Darwin in the Northern Territory, and she's the Larrakia woman with some Irish ancestry. It was Val McGuinness, her great-granduncle, who did this version of Waltzing Matilda. And it's brilliant. It's written in the Gurindiji Kungurakan language. No, there's a mouthful. But this is Waltzing Matilda. You're probably familiar with the song. It's about a jolly swag man who, it's a true story apparently, who killed a sheep or was accused of killing a sheep and got shot and so on. But once a jolly swag man, basically a rambling worker, sheep farmer, a kind of a fellow who would work in sheep farms, camp by a billabong, a pond, under the shade of the Coolibah tree. And the rest of it you know. But in this language, a lot of the animals are mentioned by sound rather than by, you know, a formal name. Anyway, see what you make of this. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Waltzing Bat Matilda, and it's sung for us by Ali Mills.